contains adult content, which could include sexual behaviour or exploitation, misuse of alcohol, smoking, illegal drugs, violence, and dangerous behaviour. This book includes content that may be distressing to readers and listeners, including descriptions of suicide or self-harm, abusive or discriminatory treatment of individuals, groups, religions, or communities. Part 1. 4 years earlier. Chapter 1. May.
No, I'm not getting married!
I was shouting, which I didn't do often. I had come home from school and my oldest brother, Ranjit, was having sex with his wife in their bedroom. I had ignored them and gone into the kitchen to get something to eat, but he had come downstairs, saying something about exercising. I was only 13, but I was not a child, and I knew what they were doing up there. It was so embarrassing.
One day, Ranjit had said, you'll be like me, married to a nice Punjabi girl and thinking about babies.
His wife, Jas, had walked into the kitchen as he was saying it. I just ignored him. I tried to never listen to any of my family. I hated being called Manjeet. It was a girl's name. Mani was my name, but my brother still called me Manjeet because he knew that I hated it. I was the youngest. I had two brothers. There was Ranjit and then Bilhar, who everyone called Harry. He was 17, fat, hairy and smelly, and he was engaged to a girl who he had never met before. My parents had shown him a picture of a friend's daughter, and he had said yes just by looking at her. That was how things were in my family. We had arranged marriages as soon as school was finished. I had two older sisters, Dalbir and Balbir, who were both married and had kids. They lived in different cities with their in-laws. In Punjabi families, it is traditional for a wife to become a member of her husband's family. My sisters had got married to immigrants from India who were working in England and needed the marriage to stay in the country. My dad had planned them with friends of his, like doing business. It was so strange to me. How could anyone marry a person who they had never met? My mum was like a stranger who never spoke to me unless she was shouting at me or calling me for dinner. She never wanted to know how I was feeling. My dad was always either at work or drunk. He got angry all the time, and he shouted at my mum and sister-in-law a lot. Sometimes he actually hit my brothers, although he didn't do it a lot. They were both turning into men like him, and that made him happy. But he slapped me all the time. One time, when I swore at him, he hit me with a chair. I had to tell everyone at school that I had hurt myself playing football. I didn't care that much about it because he had hit me since I was a kid. I suppose he did it because I was the youngest. Or maybe he hated me for some reason. Maybe he could see that I liked Western culture more than my brothers. He definitely didn't like my best friend, who was not Asian. Getting hit all the time made me feel like I wasn't really part of my family, and the feeling got stronger as I got older. We lived on Evington Drive, in an area that had a lot of Punjabi families. I had to share a bedroom with Harry because Ranjit and his wife, Jas, took my old room when they got married. Sharing a room with Harry was awful. He was fat and hairy, left his dirty clothes everywhere, and he only showered every 3 days. At night, I used to go under my blanket and read, but he threw things at me.
Why are you reading? Are you Agora?
White. I hated having no time for myself.
Every time I wanted some peace, he was there. I couldn't even do my homework in peace because my family didn't believe that education was important. Quite a lot of British working-class Punjabi families think like this. They're only interested in working for money. Ranjit and Harry had both got jobs in factories as soon as they left school, and no one in my family cared when I got good exam grades. I spent as much time as possible outside with my friends. My best friend was Adrian, or Addy, who described himself as Black Jamaican. Addy and I played football with other boys, and we were always together in school. But my family hated Addy. Once, when I was leaving the house, my dad came to the front door.
"Come back, Manjeet! Where are you going?" he shouted.
"Just up the road with Addy," I said.
"Addy, why are you always with that Kala?"
Black.
"He'll lead you into drugs and crime. I know what these Kala do. You'll start stealing and smoking."
And then I got angry and I called him a racist. He slapped me and told me to come home before dinner. But most nights he drank so much alcohol that he passed out before 10 and didn't notice if I came home late anyway. Stealing and smoking. He knew nothing. It was actually me who stole first. Small things like CDs from the shops in the city centre. It was really easy, so Addy started doing it too. We sold the stuff to other kids at school. We smoked to try to be cool and make the girls notice us. Addy was a relaxed guy. Nothing made him angry. He lived with his mum and dad, who wanted him to get good grades in school. But Addy didn't do what his parents wanted. He liked to be the bad boy. I didn't care what anyone said about him. He was my friend, and we did everything together. When Harry got married, I would have to move into a small new bedroom that my dad was building, but this meant having lots of people living in the same house, which I hated. One of my cousins, Ekbal, who was the same age as me, used to talk to me about it. He was my mum's nephew, but my dad didn't talk to his dad. Ekbal's dad was a doctor, and he was the opposite of mine. He was modern and relaxed about things. He believed in education, and he wanted Ekbal to go to university. He let Ekbal do what he wanted, and he didn't care what colour Eki's friends were.
"Look at him," my dad said about Eki's dad. "Does he think that he's special with his university education? He's not better than me. I'm a real Punjabi, not Gora like him."
Why did I belong to a traditional working-class Punjabi family and not a modern one that believed in education? Eki was so lucky. I sat in my room one night when Harry was playing football with his friends, and I wrote a plan of my life for the next year. May, hell on Evington Drive. July, school holidays, better times. September, new year at school. December, Ranjit and Jas's baby arrives, hell again. April, the end of everything. Harry gets married. Prisoner in my new bedroom. No future. I sat on my bed and read the plan. My life would be finished at the age of 14 and a half. As I sat there, I heard Harry's heavy feet coming up the stairs. I quickly put the paper under the bed as he came in the room.
"What are you doing?"
he said, dropping heavily on his bed.
"Nothing,"
I said.
"Nothing? Mum says you've been up here all day.
Then he swore at me and turned on the CD player.
Swearing is for people who are not smart, I said,
which was what my favourite teacher, Mr. Cook, had said to me once.
Stop talking like you're something special, he said. Do you think you're some kind of gora? Anyone could think you're white, innit?
I hated the way my brothers spoke. Every sentence ended with "innit." They sounded so stupid. I never wanted to be like them.
You're just a racist, Harry, I replied.
No,
I'm just proud to be Punjabi. You're always trying to be white. That's your problem.
I stared at him. I wanted to kick the stupid racist, but I just called him Daddy's little robot and left the room before he could throw his trainer at me.
One Saturday, my dad was getting ready to go to a family wedding. I was watching TV in the living room when he walked in.
Manjeet, don't you want to come to your brother's wedding? He asked.
I told him that it didn't matter if I went to the wedding, because it was not really my brother getting married. He was my cousin.
You young people, he said. What do you know? Brother, cousin, it's all the same to us. We're Punjabis and Sikh, Manjeet, not Gori, and we're proud of it, he continued. Ranjit is working and married to a good Sikh girl, and Bilhar will do the same soon. And when you're Bilhar's age, you'll marry too.
His age? But Harry was only 17. 17! That meant that I was free for just 4 more years. 4. This information was like a slap in the face. I had plans to be a top footballer, or a famous pop singer, or to write an amazing book. I was not planning to get married at 17 to a girl that I didn't know. I was staring at the TV, hoping that I had imagined it all. Maybe this was just a horrible dream? My dad stood up and looked straight at me.
Are you listening to me, Manjeet?
Yes, Daddy,
I replied, trying not to let him see my face. My mouth was getting dry. I was sweating and I felt sick.
Good. I have a friend whose daughter is only a few months older than you. She needs a husband so that she can stay in England. He's my good friend, Manjeet, who did me a favour once. But we'll talk about this when the time is better, not now.
And he walked out of the room. I sat there feeling shocked. There had to be a way of escaping. There had to be something I could do, like using a cheat that you get in computer games. I needed a way to get to the next level without getting killed by my enemies. There had to be one, because I could not just stop this game and start again later. This was serious.